Punch Finding in the Mark. With Richard Murdoch, Kenneth Horn, Sam Coster, Maurice Denham, Maureen Risco, Helen Hill, and the dance orchestra conducted by Stanley Black. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Christmas is over and the new year is upon us, and I really hope that maybe now
Incidentally, Spencer, did you enjoy your Christmas with us?
Oh, yes, rather.
And which part of our festivities did you like the best?
Your crackers.
Hmm?
Say that again, Spencer, any more slowly.
Your crackers.
Take him away, Denham.
Right.
No, that's burning touch the air.
In fact, we must be fair to Spencer. He was the life and soul of our Christmas party. He led the carols, organized the games, served behind the bar, helped to make the sandwiches, put up the decorations. And only once did he fall down on the job. And that was when, hurrying to refill some glasses, he failed to step over your old friend, Richard Murdoch.
How do you do, visitors? Welcome once again to Much Finding in the Marsh. I feel I ought to tell you, listeners, that we have some very special visitors here today, and we're very pleased to welcome them, and quite frankly, we're all thrilled to the matter. And what a Christmas we had! Oh, there were the presents and the Christmas tree and the carols and things, and what a dinner Dudley cooked for us. I've never tasted mince like it. And the baked beans were beautifully hotted up. They filled a very long felt vault. We invited a lot of guests in after dinner. You notice I say after dinner. Well, I mean, you can't get the stuff nowadays, can you? But we had some good clean fun. Well, we had some fun, and a good time was had by all, as far as I remember. We did, we invented Sir Roger de Coverley. Poor Sir Roger, he took a very poor view of the whole thing. I then suggested that we played Here We Go Gathering Ground Nuts in May. May 1959, of course. Ready by then. After dinner, we played all sorts of games, and then Miss Kate Bread, the schoolmistress, gave us a quiz. One of her questions was, what's the matter, Horn? And Mr. Horn said, nothing, I feel fine, then. She then said, where's Costa Rica? And got a very silly reply from Sam. We then listened into the wireless and heard a lot of jokes where people kept telling Arthur Askey to stand up, and of course, he was standing up. As he was standing up, it made the whole thing so much funnier. But not a word to Anthony about that. Well, I'm a little bit excited tonight because of one thing and another, but now that Christmas is over, I'm going to have a shot at taking a photo, which I hope will be the scoop of the year. I'm going to climb a tree alongside Buckingham Palace Garden one fine morning with my camera, waiting for a chance to take a sensational snapshot. And if I do see the pram being wheeled along, I'm going to take a quick snap, and do you know what I'm going to call the picture? Much Binding Takes the Air. And then when I've had the film developed, if they come out all right, I'm going to write to Sister Rowe and ask her if she'd like to see the prints. Well, I imagine that you've come here for some entertainment, and that is why Stanley Black and the orchestra are going to play Great Day. to hear all the visitors. Come in. Ah, good morning, sir. It is good to see you.
I must be mad. I got the last time I saw you, you couldn't.
You're not suggesting...
No, Maddox.
I'm very glad, sir, because I should hate it about...
No, Maddox, don't worry. There was nothing to which anybody could
possibly...
Well,
that's a great relief, sir, because... Did you go on afterwards?
No, I wasn't feeling like it. I
didn't see you there. I thought... As a matter of fact, there was quite a good...
You know what Bessie and I did.
Did you, sir? Yes. Ah, well.
Yes, but it meant putting on a dinner jacket, and you know what I am when it comes to ball shirts.
Yes. And you know what I am when it comes to stuffed olives.
Yes. Ah, well, that's right, Maddox.
That's what I am.
Good.
I suppose...
Edward Wilkins,
sir. Tell me, sir.
No, Maddox, you first, please.
Yes.
This
is ridiculous.
Now, look, it mustn't happen again.
No, it
now, what's the book today?
Rosa, I was wondering if you'd mind lunching down in the village. Costa and Dudley are away, and I've got no help at all.
Oh, what are Costa and Dudley doing, my love?
Well, you may have heard that Mrs. Beckett's been rather poorly.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's the trouble?
Oh, it's nothing she can't get over.
Oh, I'm very glad to hear that. I was afraid it might be...
No, sir, no, thank goodness. There's been a lot of it about, but... I think it's due to insufficient carbohydrates in our diet.
That and illness.
That's another point. Anyhow, sir, Mrs. Plackett's daughter, Ivy, has gone to Glockamora.
Oh, has she? What for?
Just to see how things are. And as there was nobody to look after the shop, I sent Costa and Dudley down to mind it.
Do they mind it?
Well, we'll go and ask them.
Good idea, yes.
Let me get your hat out, Michael. The drizzle seems to have blown over, and yes, I think I can see something shining through the clouds.
Probably the sun, my lord.
I shouldn't be surprised, sir. Here you are, sir.
Thank you, Maddox. Well, let's get on our way.
Right, sir.
Now, anything you want to lock up before you go?
No, I don't think so, sir. Perhaps I'd better put those away.
Oh, by Jove, yes, I say, not a word to Bessie about those.
But, sir, don't you think
she... Oh, heavens no, Maddox, she's led a very sheltered life.
Well, I'll shove them in here, sir. Well, that's that.
Yes, now, after you, Maddox.
No, sir, after you.
No, after you, please.
I'm sorry. All right.
It's quite pleasant now, though. I must say, I'm glad I put my thick ones on today.
By
Jove, it's good to be alive.
Is it, sir? I must try some day. Oh, look, there's Mr. Blake. Morning, Mr. Blake.
Ah,
have a good Christmas.
Oh, hey. On the radio, General, we're gaining your love, our General, on the postman's knock.
I see Mr. Blake's got some of the villagers to help him on his farm over Christmas.
So he has. Morning, Vicar.
Good morning, dear boys.
Have a good Christmas, Miss Klingbeim.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Happy New Year, Percy.
Yes, isn't it, what?
Good morning, Mrs. Dimsdale. How's Irving?
Oh, give me a mighty thanks, son.
Good morning, Mr. Denham.
Oh, yes, good morning.
Don't you think that Morris Denham's beginning to look just a bit...
Yes, I was just thinking the same myself, sir. It's all this film business. It's interfering with his work.
Oh, look, there's that charming Miss Riscoe. Ask her to come and join us, Maddox.
Oh, good idea, sir. Good morning, Miss Riscoe. Mr. Horn and I were walking down to the village and we're going to Mrs. Beckett. Would you like to join us?
Thank you, I'd like to. Good morning, Mr. Horn. Good
morning. What a charming hat you're wearing, if I may say so.
I'm so glad you like it. I got it in London.
Where did you say?
In London, sir. It's a place just outside Golders Green. I can even get other things there as well.
Oh, good. Have you had a good Christmas, Mr. Scott?
A good what, sir?
A Christmas, Mr. Scott.
That's very hard to say, especially after Christmas.
Anyhow, Miss Whisker, have you had a good one?
Lovely, thank you.
Good. How's your father?
Oh, he's much the same.
Oh, pity.
Maddox, is that a crow over there?
I'm not certain. I'll ask it. Excuse me, are you a crow?
Gosh!
Yes, sir, you've been a crow.
I think, Maddox, why don't we play some game to pass the time during our walk?
Oh, good idea. Then what about Mr. and Mrs.?
I don't think I know that. Do you, Miss Whisker?
I'm not sure. How does it go?
Well, I'll give you an example. Here's one. Mr. and Mrs. Cobean had a son. What was his name?
Mr. and Mrs. who, Mother?
Cobean, sir.
Unusual name, sir.
Well, that's the idea. It's just a game. You see, Mr. and Mrs. Cobean had a son. What was his name?
I have no idea.
Harry, sir.
Oh, that's very good.
I'm afraid I don't quite see it, my lord.
Oh, sir. Harry Cobean. Harry Cobean.
Oh, yes, that's very good, I'm sure. But probably your dad would appreciate that, Mr. Scott.
Yes, I'm sure he would. Now, I've got one, I think.
Good, let's have it.
Oh, right. Mr. and Mrs. Peligo had a son. What did they call him?
Well, Bruce.
Why Bruce?
Well, why not? I knew a Bruce Peligo out in City of Iran, eh? And he had a brother called Archie.
Oh, that'll be it, Mrs. Go. Jolly good.
I don't see that, Maddox.
Oh, Archie Peligo, see?
Yes, that was his name, and many's the time... many's the time Archie Peligo and I have...
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, you've seen it, son. I'm so glad.
Oh, yes, it's down to the haricot bean. I'm so glad.
Oh, half a minute now. I think I have one here.
This is going to be good. Go on, let's have it then, sir. This is fun, isn't it, Mrs. Shaw?
I wouldn't have missed it for worlds.
Off you go, sir.
Well, here it is. I must get it right. Mr. and Mrs. Osterus had a daughter. What was her name?
Osterus had a daughter? Oh, I don't think I can get that one, can you, Mrs. Shaw?
No, I don't think I can. Unless it's Rhine.
That's right.
But, sir, Rhine... This name is his Christian name is Ryan.
Oh, isn't that a pity? Well, you must be allowed some poetic license, surely. Anyhow, you give us one.
Well, all right, say here it is. Mr. and Mrs. Monastery Garden had a daughter.
Ina?
That's right. Yes, Mrs. Sackett. After you, Miss Briscoe. Now, I wonder where he is. Top.
Good morning, sir. Was there something?
No, no, Carter, I was just looking round.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I was only saying to Emily last week...
Oh, God!
I'm sorry, sir. Now, what can I have the pleasure of doing you for? We got gum boots, tinned apricots, molehills, plimsolls, lots of flowers in pots, talcum powder, mine detectors, and weirdly.
Well, here are the books, Carter. We'll just take the rations.
Very good, sir. That'll be 2 oz cooked foot, 1 jar of preserves, 1/2 egg, a reminder of bacon, 1/2 lump, 1/2 castor, 1/2 crown, please.
Well, that's... Now, sir, would you like to... What would you like to do while Custer's getting the rations?
Oh, I don't mind. Perhaps Miss Briscoe wants to make a purchase of some sort.
Well, I would rather like to, but I'd rather you, Mr. Murdoch...
Of course, I understand. Come on, sir, we'll just go along to the lending library.
Oh, good idea. I want to change my book. It's called Three Men and a Drain. I don't like it.
Well, now, what can I do for you, Miss Briscoe?
Well, it's rather embarrassing, Mr. Custer.
Oh, well, you needn't worry. I mean, it's part of my job to be discreditable.
Well, could you possibly let me have a piece of elastic?
Oh, yes, I have several types here. Of course, the prices are a bit high at the moment, but there's every likelihood of them coming down.
That's why I want the 11. Very difficult to get these days. I suppose you have to keep yours under the counter.
Oh, no, we've got nothing under the counter in this shop.
Nothing?
Well, only Dudley. Dudley?
Good morning, ma'am. Dudley Davenport at your service, ma'am.
I say, Dudley, will you look after this customer and see that she gets everything she wants?
Oh. Sure.
Well, Dudley, fancy seeing you here.
Now, let me see. 1/2 granulated, that's right. 1 marmalade.
Miss Briscoe, may I snatch this fleeting opportunity of telling you how jolly dear I think you are?
Oh, Dudley, I like you, too.
Yes, so do I. I mean, every time I see you at the club, I think of...
Nice bunch of celery.
Miss Briscoe, I mean, sometimes I want to tell you outright how I... And then I say to myself, Dudley, why can't you wrap things up properly?
You don't seem to be getting anywhere, Dudley.
Take no notice of Mr. Costa, Miss Briscoe. He's just an old
bag of lard.
Sometimes, you see, when I see you, I feel quite speechless, Miss Briscoe. I feel almost as if I was in the presence of... Well, as if I was about to be presented to... Oh, my dear, I am a fool.
There you are, Dudley. How are you getting on?
Well, sir, I haven't really gone anywhere yet, sir.
Of course, sir, I'll take this book, please.
Very good, sir. Now, mark this one off to Mr. Holm, will you, Dudley? How to Draw a Turkey by Sir Alfred Munnings. Tuppence. And yours, sir?
Well, I've read all your Beatrix Potters, so I'm going to take this one.
Right, this one for Mr. Murdoch, Dudley. From Door to Door by Sir Adrian Bolt.
Fourpence? It's a very old book, Costa. It isn't properly bound.
Well, you can't get much binding these days.
Oh, can't you, Costa? You must have a very poor wireless set.
There's nothing wrong with Mrs. Plackett's wireless set, so I'll switch it on and you'll see. Here it is. Mind you, of course, it's not a new set, and that's why it takes rather a long time to...
No, thanks. No, that's plenty of sugar. Just a dash of milk, thanks. Oh, that's fine. Absolutely perfect. Couldn't be better. Cheerio.
That was As You Like It. And now we are taking you over to a... factory in Bagshot. Listen to the bag shooters as they burst with enthusiasm to welcome Helen Hill as she sings The Skater's Waltz.
Come
Well, that was jolly nice, but don't let's leave the wireless switched on to this station.
Oh, why not, Murdoch?
There's another talk in the May I Assist You series, and
I'd rather like those. Let's leave it on for a minute or two, anyhow.
But, sir, it's over.
This is the BBC ninth program. May I assist you?
I don't see why you shouldn't, do you, sir?
Thank you very much. Today's talk is given by Professor Mannering Buttico, the well-known manipulative stereo gladiolus. Professor Buttico.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I am often asked how much one should pay for a tuppenny halfpenny stamp. Well, I have been into this matter pretty thoroughly. Who is the postmaster general who advises me that to pay more than the tuppence halfpenny is pure ostentation? Soft furnishing fabric. One thing that struck me last week was my wife. That's my wife. Was under the impression that post-war credits cannot be cashed immediately. This, of course, is not the case, no. All you have to do is to go to the...
Oh, Dudley, keep it on that station. I want to hear about this.
I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Cotton. No. I'll try and get it back.
You will be amazed at the amount you have collected. Roses also need a good deal of fertilizer. Fertilizer. My gentle body.
That program was recorded. We had another talk in the series Dixon Borders at the same time next week. The time is now exactly... Oh, it can't be. I've been much later than that. After all, I...
Madam.
Yes, I was afraid so. Good morning.
Morning.
And now it's the Polygodrome. Among visiting stars tonight are the Three Plutocrats, Evelyn Frant, the Harry Crabsoul Swing Choir, Morton and Marsh, Elsie Bradley, and Mark Time and his Rock Bottle Rhythm. And now to set the ball rolling.
Blackett Stores, was there something? Who? Oh, good morning, Lady Trimfield. Yes, I think I'm free Thursday. Well, that's very kind of you. I'd be overestimated. White tie and pink coat? Yes. Oh, yes, I was going to wear trousers as well. Time very much. Now, about your order, Lady Trimfield. Yes, I've just got a new consignment in. I think you'll like them. Some of them are square and some are semicircular and the others are three corners. You will? I'll put that down. Half a pound of broken biscuits. And the next, please. Oh, yes, we've got some in stock. You'd like it in time for breakfast tomorrow. Very good, my lady. One bottle of brandy, that's a lot. Very good. My kind regards to Harry. What? Oh, you mean he's left you after all these years? Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, well, that's life. Good day. Well, fancy that. She'll never get another gardener like Harry.
Oh, Miss Kate Benn, how nice to see you.
Good morning, all.
Enjoying the halls?
Oh, rather. But I shall be glad to see the little blighters again next term, sitting to their tasks at their desks.
Oh, hear that, Murdoch, at their desks.
Yes.
And what can I have the pleasure of executing for you this morning, Miss Kate Benn?
I really came in for some rusks.
Oh, certainly. Would you like them in tins or in casks?
Casks, please.
Well, go on, Dudley. Do what the lady asks.
Oh, right, sir. Anything else, Miss Cake Bread?
A couple of egg whisks.
A couple, Miss Cake Bread?
Yes, I don't want to take any risks.
Oh, I see. Well, that'll be two casks of rusks and a couple of egg whisks. I must say that sounds absolutely cute. Well, good afternoon, Miss Cake Bread.
Goodbye.
Oh, Mummy, look, it's after hours. I better shut up the shop. I mean, after all, I don't want to contraband the regulations. Otherwise, Mrs. Blackett will get into trouble with the shop steward. No, I'm sorry, Sonny, we're closed.
But I only want twopenny worth of hanging fruit.
I can't help it if you want to buy the Buckingham Palace. We're closed.
But I'll tell you what you are. You're a rotten fish with me.
Come on, Dudley, give me a hand to lock up this. That's better. Oh, well, there's another honest day's work done.
Another what, Cutter?
Another day's work done.
Okay, let's go through the back room and have a sing-song.
Oh, it's jolly.
Well, I've been standing here all day. I've been eating my fallen art in the week.
Oh, really? What a story.
Ah, here's the piano and everything. What should we sing?
I don't know, man. I've got the idea.
I tell you what. What about you and me giving our imitation of, the Mills Brother?
Oh, grand idea, yes.
Off you go, Alfred.
Oh,
Rather a fitting occasion to sing.
Oh, I know what you're going to do. That little thing that goes something like this.
Yes.
And Mush, finding in Mush.
Now Costa's standing in for Mrs. Blackett.
At Mush, finding in Mush. It seems that shopping's now become a racket.
We asked him for some popcorn and it really was a flop.
He said there's not a single piece of popcorn in the shop.
But still I've got a corn and it quite often goes off.
At Mush, finding in the marsh. At Mush, finding in the marsh.
The venison we had for Christmas dinner.
At Mush, finding in the marsh. In tenderness and flavour was a winner.
And Dudley said he bought it from a farmer after dark.
But we've got our suspicions that the farmer was a shark.
For on its neck a label said, return to Windsor Park.
And Mush, riding in the marsh. And Mush, riding in the marsh.
Well, sir, I think that this time of the year it's rotten.
And Mush, riding in the marsh. Don't tell me Father Christmas has forgotten.
No, sir, he's been here once and I don't want him back again.
But Murdoch, what's the trouble? Why the anguish and the pain?
He went and bought a gollywog. I did so want a train.
And Mush, finding in the marsh, last earth. And Mush, finding in the marsh.
Today we're thrilled about this special visit.
And Mush, finding in the marsh. It's not an everyday occurrence, is it?
I still can't quite believe that this has happened, sir, can you?
Quite frankly, I'm so shaken that I haven't got a clue.
Perhaps we're dreaming.
No, we're not. Down there.
Oh, sir, it's true.
I had much. I'm in the marsh. Hey, Murdoch.
Go on, say it.
Oh, shall I? You must say it. Go on.
To Mush Finding in the Marsh with Richard Murdoch, Kenneth Horne, Sam Costa, Maurice Denham and Dudley Davenport, Maureen Risco, Helen Hill, and the dance orchestra conducted by Stanley Black. Script by Richard Murdoch and Kenneth Horne, produced by Leslie Bridgewater.
This program was originally broadcast to home listeners of the BBC.